You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Prop 50, which voters will decide on in 2 weeks. For more analysis and context about the fundraising efforts behind Prop 50, I now want to bring in Wesley Hussey. He's a political science professor at Sac State. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so what are your initial takeaways? You just listened to the conversation with Charles Munger Jr.
Well, I mean, Charles Munger really wants the Independent Redistricting Commission to continue. And he obviously is upset with what the Democrats are trying to do to stop it. So he's raised a lot of money through just himself to, counter the Yes on 50 campaign. And, he's giving the best he can and I think kind of very poised, good answers to your questions. Mm.
So the Yes on Prop 50 campaign has raised nearly $97 million, so close to $100 million. Charles Munger Jr. has contributed $30 million. The No on campaign overall is at $42 million. What would you like voters and Californians to better understand about the money that goes into campaigns like this?
Yeah, this is a complicated ballot measure, and it's also complicated where the money comes from. The Democratic message, the Yes on Pro 50 campaign, is kind of very straightforward, which is if you don't like Donald Trump, if you don't like what's happening in the mid-decade redistricting, vote yes. And so all the way from former President Obama to our current Governor Gavin Newsom to Democrats in the House, it's kind of a unified message. And so they can raise money, run ads, and, attack Donald Trump, who's not popular here in California, and kind of bring out their faithful to vote. The No campaign is complicated because, Donald Trump isn't as popular here. This is not Florida. This is not Texas. This is not a state that Republicans do very well. It's not a state that Donald Trump does well. So you can't mobilize Republicans because you're the minority party. So you have to bring out someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's very popular. Schwarzenegger and Munger are longtime friends and have tried to moderate the California Republican Party. So you have Munger out here giving interviews, raising, spending his own money, kind of very technocratic, very much like we need to keep the redistricting commission. I thought he gave really kind of on the nose answers. But at the same time, you also need to mobilize Republicans, supporters of Donald Trump, or people who are just strong Republicans who don't want the Democrats to control the House of Representatives. And that can't be the same campaign that Munger's giving. So when the Prop 50 initially started, there was this kind of idea that Munger and Schwarzenegger would kind of take the high road, and then there would be like a more partisan lower road on the No One campaign. And we really haven't seen that amount of money raised and those ads as much as I thought we would, and definitely the way that it was appeared to be when the campaign started.
Is it unusual to see a prop or a ballot measure like this attract so much funding largely from one person?
It is. We've seen a lot of ballot measures in the past that are largely supported by one group, maybe an interest group, maybe a single donor, maybe even a company or executive of the company. I mean, I think Mercury Insurance has tried several times to pass ballot measures that would help them in insurance, and they failed. Usually, though, when you have a lot of money from a single donor or a kind of a coalition of donors, that's kind of very niche, people get a little suspicious. And one of the few exceptions where I've seen a lot of money spent that actually ended up working was the Uber and Lyft campaign during the middle of the pandemic. And that was surprising, but that ultimately succeeded. And that kind of is counter to the normal understanding we have of these ballot measures and money.
As I mentioned, Charles Munger Jr. has contributed $30 million to the No campaign. Are there limits to how much a single person can send?
Yeah, when it comes to state ballot measures, it's not the same thing as candidates. There is no money limit because it's considered kind of pure free speech. You're not advocating for a party or a person or a single office. You're advocating for a position, for a policy view. And as a consequence, you can spend unlimited amounts of money in a ballot measure, which is very different than a candidate running for office.
Oh, I see. Okay. And when it comes to this Prop 50 campaign, it can be complicated. It's a very quick election, a special election at that. But there are a lot of big names, both supporting and opposing. You mentioned former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger opposes it. He was behind the Independent Redistricting Commission that California currently has. However, you have former President Barack Obama supporting Prop 50, as well as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What does that indicate to you? Is this a sign of a larger trend to have high-profile politicians campaigning for a measure like this? Because this isn't a national election. It's one solely on California.
Well, I think the unusual nature of the election also makes it easier for politicians in other states to come here and campaign and focus their attention. Otherwise, they'd be busy with their own campaign or their own state's politics. So the special election nature of this campaign allows, I think, the national audience to focus. And I know we're California. We're interesting. The rest of the country looks to us in all sorts of ways in politics and has for decades. So people are innately curious what California is doing. And as Charles Munger said, we were one of the initial states that kind of pushed through this Independent Citizen Redistricting Commission, and it's gone fairly well. So a lot of people are looking to see, oh, is California retreating from that model, or is this very much a Donald Trump-centered mm-hmm. issue? So it's not surprising to me that they were getting a lot of national attention. As for the Democrats, they really want to win the House of Representatives. So they're you know, I'll give them credit. They're pretty open in their campaign ads, which is if this passes, this will give us five more seats or four or five more seats. And that balances what the Republicans are doing in Texas. So it gives us a fair shot. So I think Democrats really want to control the House, and they're putting all of their effort and money into California, which would give them the most seats before even the election starts.
As I mentioned right off the top, a piece from our partners at CalMatters this morning looked into, you know, the money that's going into the campaigns. The Yes campaign has outraised the No campaign more than 2-1. But despite raising so much more money, there's really no indication yet that it's a sure win for the Yes on Prop 50 campaign. I mean, polling is just a snapshot, but it is helpful. And a recent survey from the nonpartisan Cook Political Report found that about 50% of registered voters said they would support Prop 50. However, you still have a good chunk, nearly half, who said they're undecided or only softly committed to voting on this measure. Is that surprising to you? Should the amount of money devoted to a campaign translate to the success of a campaign?
Well, I think it's definitely closer than a lot of people thought it would be. But I think turnout will be a big issue in this campaign. This is not a normal election. This is not a presidential election or a midterm election, a gubernatorial election. So there's one issue. So I think both sides are trying to mobilize their base and kind of speak to both high information and medium information voters and mobilize them. So it's not surprising in a Democratic state that the side that would favor the Democrats is ahead. What will be interesting is how much the Democrats are able to get their partisans to churn out. They have an easier message. Do you like Donald Trump? No. This will hurt him. This will punish him. This is good for us as Democrats. Republicans have a much more complicated strategy. They could mobilize all the Republicans and would still probably lose. So they have to like run a more partisan campaign on the side, but then also have people like Munger and Schwarzenegger show up and say the redistricting commission is important, having fair districts is important. But who are you mobilizing? You're probably mobilizing low information voters. You're mobilizing people who are not very involved in politics. They might vote no if it was a presidential election and they're already turning out to vote. But to get them to turn out to vote in an unusual special election is much tougher.
Finally, do you expect the results to be close on November 4th?
I think it wouldn't surprise me if it passes 55-45, which to me is interesting because that's still below where I think Democrats are voting for president in the state, voting for a Democratic governor. So I think the state's about 60-40. But if the Democrats lose 5 points, they'll still be happy. They've won. But that shows that they're not 100% unified on this campaign.
Professor Hussey, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Wesley Hussey is a Sac State political science professor, and we've been talking about Prop 50, which has raised tens of millions of dollars in both the for and the against campaigns. Up next, 40 years ago, the Sacramento Kings tipped off their first season in the capital city. We'll get a preview of what the latest version of the Kings looks like ahead of their first game tomorrow. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.